Going Heavy, Friday, August 12th, 2022, with the deadlift. 7 sets of 2. Everyone's going to love it. This was last done in exactly this rep scheme on March 12th, 2022. If you want to go back into the BTWB app, see your loadings, your rest periods, did you need to change something this time around? Using that notes section in the app is a great way to do it. There's a video today that everybody should watch if you have not, entitled How to Approach Heavy Days. Covers warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, all that good stuff. It is Linchpin Conversations number 113. It's provided in a video format, but if you want to listen to it on a podcast, you can go listen to it in a podcast. We've got a video, of course, showing the deadlift. Super Fitness Robot would be holding 85% or higher of your one rep max across everything. More likely would be 70% or higher. The wild card option today, I think, will be popular. 7 sets of 2 on the power clean. So still a great pull off the ground, still going heavy, a little bit of a bigger range of motion if you're looking for an explosive hip opening or that's what you really need to work. Choose the wild card, you'll be good to go. Of course, we've got a video showing that. The scaled option is 7 sets of 2 deadlift, just like the workout of the day, because on a heavy day like this, it is rather easy to scale it, because all you need to do is just keep lowering the weight all the way down to a very light barbell, an empty barbell, a PVC pipe or a broom handle, and we can get almost anybody in the world doing a seven sets of two deadlift as long as they choose an intelligent weight for where they are. The no equipment option, just a pair of dumbbells and a good attitude. They're gonna get strong. We've got single leg, stiff legged deadlifts, 12 on the left, 12 on the right, and that's going to be for 4 sets. Then single arm dumbbell rows, 12 on the left, 12 on the right for 4 sets. Plank holds for 3 minutes, and then dumbbell glute bridges. I'm saying try to accumulate 75 of them. It's just placing the dumbbell on your lap kind of as you would a barbell and just going for it. And those, the limited equipment crew, they do not get shortchanged on a day like today. We've got videos showing all those movements. Doesn't quite apply, you know, the loading thing, but Super Fitness Robot time would be doing all those things unbroken. Wow, that won't be me. More likely time breaking it up as needed. And also feel free to, you know, you could superset those things. You don't have to do all the single leg, stiff legged deadlifts in a row before you go on to the bent over rows. Maybe you do, you know, a set of single legs, stiff legged deadlifts on the left, on the right. Then you do a set of rows on each side. Then you go back to the single leg, stiff legged deadlifts and you can knock it out that way for sure. No equipment workout for time. Glute bridges go 50, 40, 30, 20, 10. And then after each set of glute bridges, you do a 30 second plank hold. So that's gonna be a good one. And I said for the glute bridges, just do a 1 second pause at the top of each rep. And of course that's without a barbell or any external loading because it's a no equipment workout. Accessory work for the day. First one is an either or. Either glute ham raises, 3 sets of 5 to 10 reps, got a video there, or Russian kettlebell swings. Accumulating 50 to 75 Russian swings with a heavy yet safe loading that you can do and accomplishing it in 3 or fewer sets. The glute ham raise is fantastic, but it requires a GHD, so if you don't have that, we'd like to give you another option, hence the Russian kettlebell swings. And then the other part of the optional accessory work is the side plank hold, accumulating 1 to 3 minutes per side. Got a video there. Cool down and stretching, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the glute stretch and the foam roller for the back and lats. Videos and times given there. Hope you enjoyed the heavy day, and I will see you tomorrow for Saturday's workout.